We have this push. There are people who can't go to college of their choice because they're not unvaccinated. They're pumping it into our children now. And the FDA knows about this. The FDA knows about, there's a disease, for instance, I just learned today, that was created in 2020 by the vaccines. It's MISC, multi-symptom inflammatory syndrome in children. 4,200 cases, 40 deaths. It is horrific. In these young children, you have, all of a sudden, many of their organs swell and they can die. Their brains, their spleens, their eyes, their skin, their organs just swell. And the FDA knew this could happen. And these are children who are not going to die from COVID. So
statistically, that's right. Oh. It's almost 100% survival rate among children. To vaccinate them is outrageous. And the top virologists in the world are saying it's outrageous. There's no reason to do a mass vaccination. No, it's unheard of to do.
No reason. So why are we not pushing back? Why are colleges saying, I'm not going to do this? Why are doctors not saying, I'm not going to do this? Why are parents not saying, I'm not going to do this? And so, this, once again, this is anecdotal. This is not a statistic. A statistic of one is not a statistic. But my family had COVID. We didn't have the Good Samaritan oil on us for a few days. I got lax on that. And that happened to be when I got COVID, just to say that. And I had a fever and I was very tired for a while. My son, who's 17, had the same kinds of symptoms, fever and tired. Husband, fever, nausea, not tired. And my 12-year-old, one night of a fever, threw up and then fine. And then 4-year-old, no symptoms whatsoever. So, okay, yeah, he had a night of a fever and he threw up the next day. Why would I look forward to giving my 12-year-old something that could potentially, that will change him for life? It's been proven that all of these vaccines do a permanent change on the body. Okay? I just want to ask you, why? Why are we falling for this? Why are we believing the lies? Is it because we don't think that there are people in power who have alternative, terrible ideas about the human race and about controlling us? Do we think that history would never repeat itself? What is going on inside the minds of people who think that any of this is okay? I just want to ask.
Well, I think what is fascinating to me, and this really began to stick out to me when I was producing my documentary, was how scientists who, you know, we know today, at least in our generation, this wasn't the case 200, 300, 400 years ago, but scientists today are mostly atheists, agnostics. Hundreds of years ago, religion and science, you know, science was the art, in a sense, of understanding God's creation in a deeper way. But today, there's this arrogance and pride that you know, God and religion, all these things are for childish and silly people. But we're scientists. And now, all of a sudden, these scientists who are being censored, and the science that they have understood, that is backed up by peer-reviewed studies and sometimes centuries worth of knowledge, was just suddenly discarded by the World Health Organization and the CDC. Suddenly, they're groping for answers. And as they try and argue this, they've been censored. And now, they're starting to wake up. I mean, I can see God's hand in this. They're starting to see a real battle between good and evil. And so let me just turn to what some of these scientists and doctors are saying now about what you've described in a very raw and powerful way, Christine, this what we're doing to each other right now. I mean, we've got this little mantra from the Holocaust: never again, never again. It's happening again. Right in front of your eyes. You're now living these movies we watch, Schindler's List and so on. We watched them, were horrified. Dr. Wolfgang.
How could people have done that? How could they?
Let
that happen?
That's right.
How could they have become part of it? How could they have held up their hands and said, Heil Hitler? Heil who? Heil WHO? Heil CDC? Heil Fauci? Heil Gates?
Yeah. I mean, basically, this is where we're at. Dr. Wolfgang, I can't remember his last name, Woodard, but I probably have it wrong. But anyway, in his interview with Dr. Rainer Fulmerch, who's launching an international lawsuit basically against the fraud that's taken place in many nations, he said, he lives in Germany, and Dr. Wolfgang said, we've built these museums to the Holocaust. He says, we need to build museums now for what is happening right now. So I want to just turn to what I was saying earlier in the program. From these scientists, this is Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who said, right now there's a mass psychosis. It's akin to what happened in German society before and during World War II, where normal, decent people were turned into aides and just following orders type of mentality that led to genocide. I see now that same paradigm happening. And I'll just interject here. I was on a video call, Christine, a Zoom call before Christmas with several of my readers. One of them was a woman who fled Russia as a child. She said, Mark, the same signs that I saw that brought about communism are now happening in your country and mine. Dr. Peter McCullough, trying to understand what is going on in the world right now, how so many people are blind. And, you know, I'll tell you why. It's propaganda, and it's the most powerful propaganda we've ever seen. Dr. Peter says it's a dysturbia. It's maybe a group neurosis. It's something that comes over the minds of people all over the world. Whatever is going on in the tiniest island in the Philippines and Indonesia, the smallest little village in Africa, in South America, it's all the same. It's come over the entire world. And I think some of us will never forget the former chief scientist and vice president of Pfizer. This is a man who helped make vaccines. He's not anti-vax. Dr. Mike Yaden said this. I don't normally use phrases like this, but I think we are standing at the very gates of hell. Christine, I think we are standing, and I want to tell my readers this. Years ago, I had a dream about the Antichrist. It was at the beginning of my ministry. It was maybe 25, 26 years ago. I was in my first year of marriage. I hadn't even started ministry, really. I just was in the beginning of it. And I had a dream that all of a sudden, those of us who were playing and singing and worshiping God in a retreat house. And then all of a sudden, these people walked in with these smiling faces, young faces. And then suddenly we were forced to go in front of them, and we went through the kitchen, and I remember they were standing in front of the cupboards and the fridge, blocking the food. I get chills as I'm telling you this, because this dream I had is becoming more alive to me by the minute. So I walk past them, forced to walk past the food, and I can't get it. And I look in their faces. I remember this, Christine. There was a smile on their face, but behind it, I knew there was evil. And it's what you said at the beginning of the program. It's for the common good. It's for the common good. The next thing happened in the dream, I was quarantined. I just remember being in solitary confinement, quarantined. Mm-hmm. And then I remember leaving. I was able to leave. Mm-hmm. I left on my own. And I went to this laboratory. And there I saw my wife and children emaciated. They had been given something that changed who they were. Fundamentally, genetically. And then I woke up. And then at that moment, Christine, in my bedroom, I felt the presence of evil like I have never felt evil before or since. It was pure, raw evil. And I cried out to God. I said, this can't be. It can't be. It can't be. And my wife woke up and she prayed and rebuked whatever this presence was in my room. I don't know how I know it was the spirit of Antichrist. I just know in my heart that's what it was. This is 25, 26 years ago. This past year, The Lord told me in my heart, go back to the dream and interpret it literally. Literally was the word he used in my heart. And now we see this happening literally in France and in Colombia, people being banned from the food for the common good.
Common good.
And perfectly healthy people who, for all we know, are already immune to COVID-19. Neighbors that you loved, that you talked to, that you shook hands with, that you hugged. Many are now treating them like they're a walking disease. And tell me that's not from the pit of hell. It's from the pit of hell. And as Christine just said, we're seeing studies now, and we know from Israel, I've talked to nurses who've told me that in their ICU wards, it's mostly vaccinated people who are going into the hospitals, and this is being covered up. Doctors are being fired for speaking about it. Nurses, we are standing at the gates of hell. And as you saw earlier, there is a message that came out from Gisela Cardia. And Christine, we're kind of up against the hour here. We're going to be slightly over an hour, but why don't we just close them with, do you want to just close with this message from Gisela, or do you have something else you want to add?
I have a message from Luz de Maria, the August 9th one. So maybe after you read that one, I'll read mine. And it ends with hope. So maybe you could do yours,
sure,
and I'll do mine. And also, if you know, we've been warned by censored doctors that if you, like myself, have had COVID and you have the antibodies, that it's dangerous, actually, to take a vaccine on top of your natural immune system antibodies. Realize, you know, I talked to a doctor and he said, well, you know, that won't last. You got to come in and get vaccinated. And I thought, since when? Dr. McCullough said your immunity is complete and durable, but no, you could get, yeah. I think there was a study I just read, 1%, some very low percentage of people who've developed natural antibodies can be reinfected. But guess what? The vaccinated can get reinfected. So anyway.
Yeah, and that's what we're finding out. Right. Yeah. I just read two studies this week showing that they're showing COVID-19 recovered patients with natural immunity, no vaccine. Some they may have lifelong immunity. So, I mean, these are the things that are out there that are being censored in order to terrify and herd everyone into a vaccine. And I want to repeat what the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith said. You know, Christine, I think let's just keep speaking. If it's too long for people and they don't want to watch, fine. They can shut us off, right? But listen, the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith stated on the website regarding these vaccines that they must be voluntary. Now, Pope Francis, you can look in his eyes in his latest video and where he's saying, you know, it's an act of love to take this for your neighbor. I don't see guile in that. I'm not judging the man's heart, but this is going to go down as one of the most sorrowful and tragic moments for the church. I am presently writing an article right now about how I believe this is a fulfillment of the third secret of Fatima, the vision of the children of the Pope walking in sorrow past the body of corpses to his own martyrdom. And I'll get into that in that writing, but I believe we may be seeing this right now taking place where our cardinals, I'm reading about a Canadian cardinal, Christine, he's actually actively banning people from getting a religious exemption. One of his priests wrote me and says, I'm ready to, I'll be kicked out of my parish. And me and many priests, we will not be forced to take this experimental injection. We've done our research. I mean, this is horrific that the leader of the Catholic Church is doing this. But again, well, I'm not judging his heart. He's been misinformed and given the wrong science. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, as the Catechism says we need to do if we don't understand somebody, rather than just attack them. But I'm not going to back away and say, this isn't a tragic moment. It is a tragic moment because you've seen the death tolls. You've seen the injuries, and this, they're saying, is just the beginning. They're saying, wait till the flu season comes or future booster shots, that these poor people who've been vaccinated will have an enhanced autoimmune response that we saw in animal trials in previous mRNA clinical study. It killed the animals. perfectly healthy animals, Christine. They were fine. They thought they had a successful mRNA injection, but when those animals got out into the wild and encountered a wild form of the virus, it killed them off. And this is what these doctors and immunologists who are being censored around the world are saying, is that when they encounter this in the future, or a future booster shot, this is what's going to happen. And Christine, I started a website on MeWe, COVID Adverse Reactions, and every day we're posting horror stories of perfectly healthy people, some who immediately are paralyzed and they don't even know. This has been going on for months with them, or heart damage, or clots, or strokes, heart attacks, and deaths. It's a horror show. And I'm so sad. Somehow the Pope is living insulated by people around him who are not giving him the truth. Either they are lying to him or they are misinformed themselves. But this is the situation we're in. Why, Christine? Because the science is telling us this. Not because I'm reading a conspiracy website or because I've done my own little research and I've come to my own conclusions. I'm not. You have in your documentaries, and I did, we quoted wall-to-wall top immunologists and virologists in the world. It's their warnings. If you have a problem, then you go write them. You go talk to them and tell them that they're wrong, that they need to listen to anonymous fact checkers, like I think it's factcheck.org. Who is funded, that's Facebook's fact checker, who, by the way, is funded by a company that has $1.9 billion in stock in Johnson & Johnson, the vaccine manufacturer. Christine, this is incredible, the conflicts of interest that we're seeing left and right. And it is, it's a mass disturbia. I believe it's the beginning of the strong delusion of St. Paul said that would accompany the Antichrist. And we know, Christine, what accompanies the Antichrist is what St. John called the mark of the beast. And I want to just talk, do you mind if I talk about that for a moment right now, Christine?
Not at all. And just another place you can go to find out what the warnings from heaven have been regarding taking the vaccines, and the mark of the beast in particular, what to look out for and how this is evolving and so forth. You can go to the last three or four videos in the ones I did in terms of researching this by going to rumble.com. We may have to change to bitchute.com, by the way, because there's news that Rumble may have sold out. And if you have stakeholders that ask you to do the same kind of censoring requirements, who knows what will happen to this video even. So check BitChute as well. Okay, that sounded like a swear word.
BitChute. This is a family show, Christine.
Not anymore. I'm so sorry. See, we'll get censored. We'll censor ourselves for that.
Well, we don't know at this point. Go to rumble.com, Queen of Peace Media. Yeah,
somewhere. Go and find, search in Rumble. You have to change the category you're searching under from videos to channels. Do that first. And then type in the words, something is not right. Go to rumble.com, change the category to channels from videos using the downward arrow. Type in something is not right. You'll see Mark's video, Follow the Science there. You'll see all of my videos. Toward the end, there'll be videos about the Great Reset. There'll be videos showing the larger push and picture of which the COVID virus and the vaccines are just the beginning piece of a bigger puzzle. And also, there'll be a video there that talks about heaven's warnings. Heaven has told us about all this. So,
and of course, all our videos are on countdowntothekingdom.com.
Yes, as well. And we have the same thing going on in the way, by the way, in the Orthodox churches. You have the Patriarch Bartholomew of Constantinople in the Russian Orthodox churches vehemently pushing this, saying that if you don't take it, you're a sinner. You've sinned. So we have the same thing going on. But then in pockets, I want to give you hope. God is speaking to his people. He's speaking to the agnostics. He's speaking to the PhDs simply because they're very interested in accurate knowledge. Anyone who gets a PhD really wants to research something thoroughly, right? So that's why they don't want to be vaxxed. The people who are scientists who haven't been paid off and who aren't fearful of losing their jobs or their reputations, these agnostics, these Buddhists, these atheists are starting to speak in religious language because they, perhaps for the first time in their lives, have been confronted by the devil, because they are seeing untruths, lies, and mass deception, and they can't understand it. Right. So maybe there's a spiritual power bigger than them who's not God, who's actually not so good. So what we have in the church, right, though, not just the Catholic Church, it's many different churches all over the mm-hmm. world. We have a deception from the very top. But in pockets, we have Greek Orthodox priests. They have Saint Paisos and another saint in their list of patriarchs who recently died, both of them in the 1990s. This other one, I can't remember his name. It was something Greek to me.
Yeah,
he died not so long ago, was an exorcist, a miracle worker. He was given words by the Lord that said there would be a virus that was man-made, and then there would be a dangerous antidote to the virus that would harm people as well.
Incredible.
So he died long before this ever happened. So did St. Paisos. We've included that mentioned in the video. So these monasteries of the Greek Orthodox, these seers and I just got out of the way, these seers who show up and they are giving us messages from heaven that we post on Countdown to the Kingdom. These are the pockets of truth. These are the little ways through the little people that God is saying, I'm still here. I'm still with you. The truth is still available. I am going to find a way to get it to you. And do not fear if you've been lied to. Even if you've been lied to, I am with you and I'm going to teach you the way, because it's ultimately about salvation. The body can die, but the soul needs to be saved. But as Mark was leading into, this is leading into the mark of the beast.
Simply this, the mark of the beast, St. John says, it's going to be a tool of the economics. He says that no one will be able to buy or sell without the mark of the beast. And so I just want to put it this way. Right now you're seeing in many countries already, you are not allowed to go to a restaurant, to a coffee shop, or a grocery store even in some places, in order to buy and sell, in order to participate in society. We are moving very quickly now toward a digital currency. And so you won't have cash. Everything will be your vaccine ID will be tied into digital currency. It will all be one. It will be all accessible somehow through your vaccine ID. Now, there is technology such as MIT has where they can stamp your skin now with an invisible tattoo that will deliver the vaccine, but also leave a mark on your skin that then can be read with an iPhone or another scanning device. This has already gone into trials, funded in part, by the way, by Bill Gates. Now, all I'm saying is this. I'm not saying the current vaccines are the mark of the beast. I'm not. I'm not saying they are. I think it will be very clear to us when the mark of the beast comes, because those who take it, it says in Scripture, will be excluded from salvation. So this is all I'm saying, brothers and sisters. Just think about this logically. When have we ever had a system in the world where people could not buy and sell without a potential mark that's going to be given? Could be a vaccine, could be this method of vaccination, could be a scanning code on your skin, could be anything like that. When have we ever had an infrastructure like this in place, ready to go? And so what we're saying to you, brothers and sisters, is we are so close to something like this that I think it's also a harbinger, or a harbinger, however you want to say it, of the coming of Antichrist. And so with that, I want to turn to this message from Gisela Cardia. This was given on August 24th. And Our Lady says to her, "My daughter, thank you for having welcomed me into your heart. I come to you to warn your brothers and sisters once again to stay united. The times to come will be worse than these. The catastrophes that you will witness will hurt you very much." Oh, Christine, we've been telling everybody in this show all about I think the catastrophes in part that she's speaking about. And Our Lady says, "I weep because I see all this. I also see how sin is spreading in the world. Now there is no more conscience, no more mutual respect. You're confused and frightened. You struggle and despair without understanding that Jesus is the only way, truth, and life. Not all things have been revealed to you. Gradually, when you are strong and able to take them in, you will know other things. And I think this webcast for some people is the beginning of understanding the dimensions of what's taking place. My daughter, she says, you must tell your brothers and sisters not to abandon the faith, but to cling to it. You will have to forgive one another. You know, let me stop there. If you've been fighting in your families over vaccines and whether you should take it or not, you have to forgive one another. Husbands and wives, you need to put behind your differences and you need to forgive. Children, your parents, parents, your children, because when the time comes, she says, you will need to be ready. Soon, she says, the time will be ripe for the entrance of the Antichrist. He will be a man very close to the church. He will be the mediator of peace during the war. And then you will understand that you must never look into his eyes. Do not be deceived by his loving manner. Oh, it's for the common good, Christine. My daughter, all this will last for a short time, so be strong and be lights burning for the world. Communal prayer will help you. Do not isolate yourselves, but always be in communion with your brothers and sisters. Pray much for the church, for Italy, because there will be persecution of Christians, and for America that has turned its back on God by spreading and loving sin. That's Our Lady to Gisella Cardi in Italy on August 24th, 2021. And this message by no means stands on its own in the broad literature of private revelation in the church. There are many messages about the Antichrist that are approved. And not to forget, we've had two or three popes also warn of the coming of the Antichrist. Pius X, in his encyclical E Supremi, said the Antichrist may already be on earth. That was in the early 1900s. What would he say now, Christine? Pope John Paul II also spoke about a final confrontation, and we're in it. We're in it now. The confrontation between the culture of life versus the culture of death. Can I ask you, brothers and sisters, what did you think that would look like? Is the culture of death just going to be negative thoughts? No, the culture of death is death. On a massive scale, what John Paul II called a conspiracy against life. There is a conspiracy theory, and it's not a theory. It's true, a conspiracy against life. And now you are seeing the true nature of Satan and his servants coming to be. These men and women who are absolutely deceived, who believe in that they need to hurry along and accelerate the evolutionary process and eliminate the weak from society, the unhealthy, the undesirable, and bring the global population down by several billion. Bill Gates is on record as saying that very thing, that we need to reduce the population of the earth by 10 or 15%. I won't get into it. You know, he thinks that the vaccines will make people more healthy and therefore they don't want to have more kids after that, which is just bananas. But anyway, there's a lot coming out of that man's mouth today that is bananas. And we're letting him run and fund the World Health Organization and running the whole, you know, buying up land and dictating to countries what they're doing. Keep your eye on Bill Gates. I did an article called The Case Against Gates, and we go again into the science and listen to what this man actually says and does. And he's just one of many, Christine, in the world who are deluded. And I pray for them. I don't damn them or condemn them. I pray for them because these men are deceived and are instruments of the one who is the liar and the murderer from the beginning.
Yes, and once again, you can to watch all these videos, and I've done an expose on Bill Gates as well, and there's a man who's seen him do some very evil things, very credible man. I'm not going to reveal any of that. You just watch the 4A and 4B, those videos in rumble.com on the channel called Something Is Not Right. And I want to end on a hopeful note, because we have been talking about the negative in order to bring it to the light, because as it says in scripture in Ephesians, what is brought to the light becomes light. The only way to get rid of this darkness is to expose it and shed light on it. Mm-hmm. So that even what is harmful is no longer evil for us. It can be used for good. All suffering can be used for good. Mark and I just have a very strong desire to not see our beloved humanity deceived. We just can't bear it. We don't care if we're, we don't want to be persecuted. I don't think, I'm not a saint yet saying bring it on. But I'm
a grandpa. I'm a grandpa. I got eight kids. I mean, and I'm a journalist. I've just been reporting. If that makes me a terrorist for reporting the facts, I guess that's what I am.
It does.
I guess I am, right?
Well, at least we know who we are. So I want to close with our Lord Jesus's words to Luz de Maria de Bonilla. This was just on August 19th, 2021, the year that we're doing this. And here's what she says. I mean, he says, this is Jesus, and this is the end of a long message that is worth reading. We encourage you to go to countdowntothekingdom.com and look at all of the messages. Toward the end, it says, persecution is increasing. Do not collaborate by being partakers of the blood of the innocent. Okay, we know that all of the vaccines, the three major ones, Johnson & Johnson especially, then also the mRNA vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna, have traces of usage of a baby killed in the womb. So can you ever bring something good out of that? Now, the church has made the argument that it is a greater good to use these vaccines because there's such a terrible pandemic and there's no other alternatives. Are either of those statements true? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
There you
false.
Have that. There you have that. So Jesus goes on to say, are you fearful? Where is your faith? Am I not your God? He who protects you and defends you from your oppressors, who keeps evil away from you, if you show your faith in me, heed my calls. Do not despair. Stand firm. I do not abandon my people whom I have called. I will seek them where I have called them. So if you have faith in him, if you put your faith in him, if you're unvaccinated, vaccinated, whatever, we're all humanity. We're all brothers and sisters. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
He says, I bless my people, my mm-hmm. faithful people. I love you, my children, your Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. He's not abandoning you. He's not abandoning me. He's not abandoning Mark. He wants us all together in love. That's his goal. We can do it. We just need to know that each other is not the enemy.
Yeah.
We've all made mistakes. We've all made mistakes under this pressure. We do have an enemy, and it's probably not the person that you thought it was.
Amen. Well, with that then, that beautiful word from our Lord, I think we'll wrap up. I want to thank you for sitting and listening to Christine and I. There's a lot of, you can tell, some pretty pent up and raw emotions. I can speak for myself and I think for Christine when I say we've both shed a lot of tears over this past year and a half over what we've seen unfold. You know, countless horror stories of people injured and wounded and people crying out and saying, you know, who went and took these injections and they just lost their children or their spouse. And they're crying out and suddenly being banned from telling their stories. And it's horrible. And I think, Christine, we need to have an eternal vision. We need to remember that all of this suffering, God will use toward the good. And we may not see it right now. We may not, you know, it's like looking into a hurricane. All you see is chaos and dust and debris. And it looks like there's the end of the world. But God will make all things work to the good for those who love him. But remember, God also he died for sinners. And so God just doesn't love those who love him. He makes all things work to the good for those who love him, because those who don't love him and don't want to love him, he can't force their hand. And, you know, but God will ordain this storm, this hurricane that is now descending on the world. He will ordain it for the maximum number of souls. Because the real goal here, even though Christine and I have done all of this because we don't want to see anybody hurt. I can't believe people who said to me, they say, Christine, Mark, you got to move on from the pandemic. And I'm like, well, what point do you stop talking about the genocide? Is it when they're about to round up the Jews on the train, or is it when they're getting on the train? And then you stop talking about it because it's already happening, and let's just move on and talk about butterflies. Well, it doesn't work that way. And we've been telling our stories and posting as many articles as we can to wake up people so that they don't end up hurt. Because I can tell you, when I was 19, I lost my sister in a car accident. And I've seen the face of death. I was 35 when my mother died losing her breath like a fish out of water from cancer. I've seen what death does and how it hurts. And I don't want to see anybody go through that, Christine. And but ultimately, the big picture is salvation. Because all of this is going to be a blink someday. And we need to have an eternal vision right now. If your vision right now is on self-preservation in these times, if it's on saving your own skin and you're forgetting your neighbor, you're losing sight. So we have to be like Jesus and be ready to give up our lives. You know what, Christine? You just said it at the beginning of the show. You and I have been declared terrorists by the U.S. government. And so basically, at this point, we're in the crosshairs. And I understand that. And don't think for a second that these thoughts haven't crossed my mind about the cost of this ministry and what it may be. But ultimately, we want to bring it back to Jesus Christ, because we've warned about the vaccine, but I'm ready to die for Jesus. That's who I want to die for. He is the only way, the truth, and the life. And it will only be when every Jew and every Muslim and every atheist and agnostic bends their knee to the Lamb of God. That's when all history will come to a close, because it says that death will be the last enemy under Christ's feet. And at that point, all will know that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he's King, that he is God, that he is love itself. And as you just read, Christine, that we don't need to be afraid with him. Well, on behalf of Christine and myself, God bless you and thank you for watching. And please pray for us, and know that Christine and I, we pray for you every day. God love you, and thank you for watching. Good night.